With active members of the armed services and military veterans looking on, Governor Charlie Baker signed 5 bills at a statehouse ceremony earlier this week, including one that makes stolen valor a crime punishable by imprisonment, a fine, or both. The law that makes it a crime to impersonate an active member or veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces to obtain money, property, or some other tangible benefit was sponsored by freshman state representative John Velas of Westfield, who's a decorated veteran of the war in Afghanistan. He said no veteran should have their valor stolen.
To me, this is morally reprehensible. It's disgusting.
Velas said instances where someone impersonates a veteran to try to obtain benefits or entitlements are more common than people realize.
Yes, this is a practice that is very widespread, very rampant, and as technology increases, it's very easy to, say, forge a DD-214, which is the discharge paper for people who serve, and apply for something like a VA home loan.
The law, which carries a penalty of up to 1 year imprisonment, a $1,000 fine, or both, could be applied if someone posed as a veteran to take advantage of discounts or other promotions offered by retailers.
You know, we have enhanced penalties and enhanced laws for certain classes of things all the time here in the Commonwealth. What this does is it creates a separate statute, a separate criminal statute for those who do it with respect to veterans and service members.
Velas, who is an attorney, said there are similar laws in 15 other states, but the one in Massachusetts is the broadest in scope with the toughest penalties. The bill Velas filed passed both chambers of the legislature by unanimous votes. Eric Segundo, state junior vice commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, said veterans across the state supported the Stolen Valor Act.
Massachusetts leads the nation in the veterans benefits that it provides, but it also protects those benefits. And the actions with these bills just continues to show the commitment and support that the Commonwealth has put forth to the veterans, their family members, but as well to protect their honor, service, and sacrifice. I think it's outstanding what we put forward.
Segundo, who is the director of veteran services in Ludlow, said after the bill signing, he heard from officials in Maine and Nevada who requested copies of the Massachusetts law.
I think this is a nationwide movement that's going to go forward here.
Baker also signed laws to make it a crime to steal commemorative flag holders from the graves of veterans, police officers, and firefighters, to add new criminal penalties for the buying and selling of stolen grave markers or headstones honoring veterans and public safety officers, and to require vandals who damage war memorials or a veteran's gravestone to make restitution to the property owner in addition to any other fines or penalties. He also signed a bill allowing for permanent free access for Purple Heart recipients to state parks and recreation areas. The Baker administration announced that admission fees to state parks and forests will be waived for service members and veterans for the Thanksgiving weekend. Free state park access was offered to military veterans and veterans on Veterans Day, but it rained all day. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.